The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Question, episode 345. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero. Carlos.
Pipaparu.
Yo, yo, yo.
There he is. Adam Vail.
What's up, Sucker Free Sunday, bitches?
And Brian Majoma.
These Adam stories, man.
Yeah, always, man. And right before this, we were just talking about, like, Fred Durst is back. Like, yeah, put him back. We don't need him.
Put him back. That's, you know, one thing we don't need. We don't need back. We don't need Fred Durst back.
Yeah, like, and now he looks like he came out of the Beastie Boys video from Sabotage. Like he's like, oh, he has his big mustache and white hair, sunglasses. I'm like, who is this dude? But he's still doing the same sticky thing, you know?
I mean, the last thing I heard him do was that movie with John Travolta, that bomb.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, God.
He directed that film.
The whole Harry... It's essentially, you remember in Tropic Thunder when they were like, don't go full retard?
Yeah, he did that.
That's pretty much what John Travolta did in that movie.
He went full retard. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
I can't remember the name of that movie. It was called The Simple John. That was what it was called.
But not the John Travolta. John Travolta was like some obsessed fan. And Fred Durst said this was sort of loosely based on an obsessed fan that he had.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Keep rolling.
Yeah, him and Kid Rock don't need to come back.
Yeah, take them back. Put them back where they came from.
Back.
You know?
Put them back on the show.
All right, no Chris action. He is not feeling very well. He's under the weather. He's recuperating. Like, I should be right now. Your boy, man. Whew.
Yo, man, you get crazy.
I got fucked up last night, you know?
Oh.
But that wasn't even the worst of it. It's like, people ask me, did you have a hangover? I'm like, no, because I burned it all away trying to get home for fucking hours, you know?
Wow.
Like, dude, I left the city at 2. I got home at, Manny, I'm not kidding. When I got off that train station on 71st, the fucking sun was out.
The sun was coming
out. I was like, oh, Jesus. And here's the thing, though. That bus I took may as well have been express. No, I was the only passenger. You picked me up, straight to my place.
Damn.
That's how late it was, or early, you know, because it was 6 a.m.
I have a question.
I've never had that happen on the train before, where essentially I got on the train and...
Only the train was fine. I'm talking about the bus. The bus was empty, you know?
No, I'm saying I've never had that where, like, in other words, it took me so long to get home.
Yeah.
It was like 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
I at least got home at, like, you know, 3.
No,
yeah,
we've had that happen, Manny. We were trying to go to my place on Staten Island and have to wait for
Staten Island is a different story because, like, if you didn't, the Staten Island ferry, as I remember, doesn't run all night. Number one,
on the weekend, it runs, but it's every hour.
We never got back to your place in Staten Island when the sun was coming up, man.
Oh. Yeah, Carlos, you said you had a question.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, well, never mind. Anyway, speaking about questions, we got video game questions. So,
yo, man, video games?
Start
on things.
Oh, and when we get to what we've been playing, I've been playing a whole lot of shit.
Yeah, save that for Thursday. We don't do that on this show. You know?
Unless somebody asks it.
Asks it. But that's always for the Thursday show. Adam, but I did play The Ascent for a little bit. You know, it's cool.
What you think?
It's all right. It's all right. I like the graphics, but, you know, I just got to get used to the twin stick stuff.
It's fun with playing with people, though. We got to play.
Okay.
Let me know when you want to
play. Is there crossplay?
You were playing on Xbox.
No, I'm a PC.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, shit. Okay, perfect. Perfect. There we go.
PC?
On my PC?
Yeah.
You know? PC. All right, man. Let's get into a first question here. It's from Tumeke. All right. I think this question may specifically be for Carlos, to be honest.
Carlos!
Did anyone get into the Halo Infinite test, and what did you think? It looks like it's heading in the right direction from what I saw. So, Carlos, did you play it?
I didn't play it. I applied for it.
Uh-oh.
Way too late. I don't know. People that I've seen talking about it have been, you know, it's been pretty positive so far. I have been seeing a lot of people asking for Bonnie to get fired.
Oh shit!
Because of the campaign leak.
That's right. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are upset. Bonnie's the head of 343. What's her last
name?
Why would
you want to fire her? She wasn't the one who leaked.
I think
everybody's
want to fire her because they don't like the direction she's taking. 343 in, you know.
I have been seeing that. But no, overall, the people who have been playing the multiplayer have, you know, been having a good time. A lot of people been talking about how it's pretty reminiscent of some of the stuff from the past, especially, you know, with the voiceovers with the game, and also, you know, people been talking about how the weapons feel good, the sound effects are pretty good. But unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to get invited. They didn't want me there, man.
Damn, man, you're like the longest time Halo fan, you know?
Oh yeah. Well,
yeah, Chris, and Adam, you the Xboxes.
Adam, you didn't bother with this, did you? Yeah.
Well, no. Rich did.
Rich, okay. Oh yes,
he got the Series X. Oh, yeah. So he was like, all right, and we know some people over there from the coalition over at the 343. So he sent somebody a message, and I don't know if he got in, but I know that's what he was reaching out for. But
okay.
I think if he would have told me, so he probably didn't get it.
Yeah. By the way, I just looked this up right now. Bonnie Ross is one of the founders, or if not the founder of 343 Industries.
There you go.
Ain't that interesting?
Yeah. People were upset because I didn't want to dig deep into this because I didn't want to get spoiled.
Yeah.
Accidentally. So it's like all I've heard is there is something, a glitch or something happened for this beta where people were spoiled for the campaign.
Wasn't it data miners that found this shit? That's what I heard.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Because that makes the most sense to me. Somebody just went into the files and, you know, dug this shit up. But at the same time, why were those files in there, you know?
They look up and then they see chapter names and checkpoints and stuff. I'm like, oh, you kill so-and-so in chapter 4.
Yeah. So it's, I've seen nothing but positive things about, you know, the people who've had a chance to play it. Obviously, there's a lot of people that we follow that have been talking about it all weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've been having a good time. So hopefully, whenever this ever comes to come out, we still don't have a date yet, it lives up to it.
I saw wall mounting. I'm like, in Halo, you got that shit? Excuse me?
What is this, Titanfall?
You know? So it's like, yeah, I saw the grappling hook. I saw the grappling. I'm like, what is going on here? This ain't Halo.
Well, they showed the grappling hook in the first one with the horrible one that Craig. They showed the grappling hook in that one.
Yeah. No, but it was the grappling. I'm like, the Doom grappling. It's like, I'm like, you know, or grabbing a ledge and bumping up and shit. I'm like, what's going on here?
And Tony's only played Halo games that don't have running. So he's exactly. Like, well, there's running in this game?
Yeah, too? I saw him. Like, well, what the fuck is going on here? You know? Like, you're trying to make it like Call of Duty.
Okay.
So, yeah. I wish I had
have some. A battle royale.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, Halo, you know, looking good. And there's going to be more beta tests. So maybe, Carlos, you get into another one. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and I did a you know, it's the insider program that they have, like the flight program. So I applied after I saw like a whole bunch of people getting their invites. Just, you know, I think someone mentioned in the Discord is like, hey, you can still apply and stuff. I'm like, I might as well.
Yeah.
Didn't get in, but maybe next time.
Maybe next time. There you go. And yeah, we don't need to say too much about the leaks. I haven't seen them, but I'm like, come on, guys, stop ruining it for everybody. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, apparently, some people were getting DM'd, like, oh, here, you know, with pictures of the leaks. I'm like, why are you doing that to people, man? You know? Some assholes.
Or they want clicks, they want tweets, they want relinks.
But it's, no, but the thing attention. Is, like, this is behind the scenes doing this, you know? The fuck people. With people.
Dirty people.
It's fucking dumb. But yeah, Halo, again, you know, we don't have too much to say about it. Maybe for the next one, we will, you know? All right, moving on here to the next question. This one is from... Oh, by the way, real quick. Epic Geezer asked us if there was any DLCs that are better than the main game, but we've answered that before. So yeah. Anyway, mob hits. First question.
I mean, who are you hitting?
Who hit? He hit the mob. Can the lawsuit against Activision Blizzard possibly impact whatever it has coming this holiday season? No. People still going to buy their Call of Duties, bro.
No, only if not by sales, but if, let's say, some key people walk out and they need to fill those spots. That's the only way I can see it.
Yeah, if anything, what'll happen is that there'll be a power shift between some of the higher ups. But I don't foresee it affecting any sort of sales, because, you know, to be honest, most gamers don't really care about that stuff as much as the you know, the social media tends to grandstand and say, oh, this is appalling and all that stuff. They're all going to still buy it. And they're all still going to report on it. So,
yeah. Here's the thing: the lawsuit was brought like this year. We don't know if the trial is going to happen this year. You know, those things take a long time. It's not just going to happen overnight. I know there's a lot of people already trying them. It's like, no, the trial still needs to go on, guys. You know, and they could settle this shit even before there's a trial. There's that possibility too.
They could literally just do they could just literally do a gag order settlement. Kind of like the way some of those, you know, and the thing about it is when they do those sorts of gag order settlements, you ain't supposed to be talking about them at all.
Exactly.
So if it does happen, you probably won't know what the hell happened. It'll just disappear.
Yeah. Do you think they could get away? Like, I mean, they could obviously get away with it, but you think people get mad if they do that? Because then they'll be like, oh, you are guilty. You are guilty.
Oh, yeah. They'll totally say that. If it does happen like that, yeah, they'll totally jump in there and be like, oh, yeah, they're totally guilty, you know?
Yeah, but it won't matter because if they, you know, paid them off, that's it.
If they threw a gag order settlement on them, I mean, it won't probably say anything, so.
Yeah, go ahead. No,
I was going to say it.
Yeah. No, I think we're going to say something like, it's not going to affect sales, like, generally.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a question for you guys in the room. If this settlement does happen, and if you're a Call of Duty, this is Call of Duty, right?
Yeah,
Call
of Duty, Overwatch, World of Warcraft, stuff.
And would you just stop, buying games from them, or stop playing Overwatch, or stop playing World of Warcraft because of this?
Yeah, no. That's for you guys in the chat. Let us know.
Yeah.
Because the only thing I can think of is either someone on a development team, we talked about that, if that leaves and going to cause a shakeup, or if a retail partner gets some kind of pressure not to carry it. We've seen that with music, with certain bands, and what was it? I think it was System of a Down said, steal this album or somebody, and they're like, we're not carrying this shit. You know? So if there was something like that where Walmart or someone said, hey, we can't carry it, we're getting backlash, people don't want, you know, but they're putting pressure on us so we can't carry it. That's the only other way I can see it impacting sales. Those two points. But for people, individuals, they don't give a shit. I mean, remember we even talked about it. It's a very niche audience that actually follows all this shit.
That's right.
So when they see an ad for a new Call of Duty, they're like, oh, that's what I'm going to get. They don't see all the other things online regarding all the harassments, all the cases. They don't follow that shit. So
And let's just be honest, even if they do follow it, they don't care. They need that Call of Duty, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's it. It's tradition almost. You expect every year to have the Call of Duty, another Madden, another FIFA. It just goes in that order. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Let me read some of the responses. Oh, go ahead, Brian, and I'll read responses afterwards.
Okay. The only way that I can see it actually having any type of impact is if they get to Sony or Microsoft and get them to stop distributing it for the platform. That is the only way that they'll have any type of impact. Because on PC, now what happens, it'll just be there because they had the launcher, so they have direct access. Whereas on like consoles, you only can get it if you go through Sony or Microsoft. And I really don't think that they are like, sorry, Microsoft, I wouldn't say like, hey, let's stop selling our biggest selling game that gives us most profit. So, yeah, nothing is going to happen. I mean, like, how many times have you heard, oh, these people are planning to boycott this game and not buy it? And then the game still sells gangbusters.
This isn't like super related, but it still kind of is. I remember for Modern Warfare 2, right? bunch of PC guys were like, they're not having dedicated servers. Fuck this game. We're not buying it. Day one, those same guys. Somebody checked. Those same guys were there day one. So people like to talk all this shit. They're not gonna let go.
Even applies to even movies. Fast and Furious. Everybody found out that they actually did go to space way beforehand, and this shit still killed in the box office.
Yeah,
people still went.
People like those movies, man.
They don't care. Yeah,
like Adam, he gets freaking shadow banned and stuff and blacklisted, and he's still buying those games.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, but I'm not gonna play foot.
Get the hell out of here. Yeah, you know you're gonna play that.
I'm gonna play FIFA. I'm definitely gonna play FIFA because you know I like my foreigner ball. But when it comes to Ultimate Team, I'm done with it. Yeah, I can't say football here in this country. You know,
Call it soccer. That's what it is, man. You know,
they don't understand that either.
We're Americans. We call that shit soccer. You know. That's what it is.
It's just like the imperial and metric system. Everyone around the world, apart from the US, uses the metric system.
There you go. So we use soccer around here, just like we use feet and inches.
The same thing with football and soccer. Everyone calls it football, apart from America's.
Yeah,
that's right.
I think Australia also they call it.
Yeah, they're a bunch of convicts. So don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me.
That's right. He's right. It was a penal colony, so.
I just find it funny how, like, a country, like, you know, that was a bunch of criminals is one of the softest countries out there when it comes to video games. They don't want nothing. They censor everything, you know?
Trying to keep it pure.
They're about as, I mean, their censorship is almost as bad as what Germany's used to be.
Oh.
And Germany's was pretty.
Video games. Yeah, for video games. Yo, Adam, fucking people who go see these Fast and Furious movies are like the same ones that go see Motley Crue concerts.
Nothing can disappoint them. They just want to see it. They got to see the Vin Diesel. They got to see fast cars doing ridiculous shit. And I love them. Believe me, I love these movies.
Yeah.
But man, this one went too far with the magnet, with the space. Too far.
Yo, man, you spoil it, man. You spoil it.
It was all in the commercials.
All right. I want to read some of the comments here. Let's see. Where are they? I know we got some comments. Oh, damn, you guys are chatty tonight. That's good.
Chatty.
But I saw some comments. They're basically saying, like, I don't buy those games anymore. Oh, here we go. Kishak says Overwatch addiction is real. So I'm going to assume you're going to keep playing them games, bro.
Oh, yeah. People love that game.
Yeah. Or he might be just talking in general. Digital Reflex says, I don't play anything they make. Blitz, a.k.a. Tumeke. I haven't really played an Activision game since Overwatch launched, and I don't see that changing. So,
makes sense.
Yeah, there you go. The last one I played was Destiny 2, I believe. And it's funny, because Destiny was the first Activision game I played in years, you know?
Jeez, I can't even remember the last time I played an Activision game.
Because I used to play a lot of Activision
games.
Spider-Man, X-Men Legends, Marvel Ultimate Alliance. They did those, right? I played those, but after that, I didn't play nothing until Destiny, you know?
I play Activision game at least once or twice.
A day
almost. Yeah, Tony Hawk. Yeah. And if I'm not playing Call of Duty, which I really haven't really played much with this current one because I don't like the multiplayer. But yeah, Tony Hawk, that's an Activision game.
Yeah,
Tony, I can tell you the last Activision game that you played.
Besides Sekiro. Destiny? Oh, I didn't play Sekiro.
I thought you did.
No, I did not. That was Chris.
Yeah.
I did not play Sekiro.
Like, oh, he's back.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Last Activision game I played is Heroes of the Storm.
All right, man. Let's move on. Where are we right now with the next question? Also, Bob Hits. All right. Are the days of Sony giving an initial date for their releases to create hype coming to an end and not in a good way? I kind of don't know what the question is. Like,
I guess announcing a game and then actually giving a definitive date.
I think that sounds about right. So you think those days are over?
It's a case by case.
Because now you're right. Because lately they just be like,
They just give a window.
Yeah, like here's a year, season. You know.
Yeah, or a year. It's coming one day. At that point, don't even bother. Just say coming soon. That's it. When soon? I don't know. When we feel like soon is enough.
Yo, by the way, did we talk about the Horizon delay on Throwdown, or was that after? Was the news after?
Wait, it's official, right?
No, never mind. It's not official yet.
Not official.
We think it's fucking happening, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
Yeah, well, it's just a rumor. It's a rumor right now, you know? But we all believe that rumor. Let's be real here. All believe that rumor, you know? Damn, they said Jeff Scrub, bruh.
It was reported by a certain man in the industry who doesn't report other things for some unknown reason. Again, I'm with you guys. Until someone comes out and says it, as far as I'm concerned, it's just rumor. Like, I don't care how many industry contacts the man has somehow.
I'm going to say this. Brian, I'm at a point where I'm just going to assume every game is delayed and it's cross-gen. I'm at that point now, you know?
What is official is Mark Cerny talking about which SSD everybody should get.
Uh-oh.
And Western Digital on Twitter, if you saw that, he sent it out. It's like, well, this is the one that I bought. And he took a screenshot. And it's
Will you get it, SSD. Too? I know, I'll get it.
That? You're endorsing the company. They're like, oh, everybody's going to be like, well,
yo, man, give me Mark Cerny, man. Talk about SSDs.
Yeah, if that's what he says.
As you know, the SSD of choice by Sony Computer Entertainment is the Western Digital SSD, which has a built-in heatsink.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It is the one I chose for my PlayStation 5. And
here's a now. Shut up, motherfuckers!
he mentioned in his tweet that he bought them. Yeah, I'm like, for real? You're the architect of the freaking PS5. You bought the SSDs?
Yeah, he said what his own.
Yeah, right.
I just sent you guys in the chat just in case you didn't see it. That's the tweet. And he was like, what his own money? Put dollars to dollars on it. He had to go buy the ship. Really? It's gotten that bad? You would think all these manufacturers would send them over for testing purposes. You know, it's like, hey, this is what we made. What do you think? Does that work? Does this work? So we could put a damn compatible on PlayStation 5 sticker on this shit?
Well, I'm thinking, he's the architect of the PS5. He lives where the headquarters are, wherever he works. And I'm pretty sure this shit's getting tested all the time by the internal Sony team.
Yeah.
So why don't they just... they don't have like a bunch of SSDs just chilling somewhere where you can just get two of them.
I mean, he probably can't take them home.
Well, just for him dropping this and showing a specific brand like this, might as well get some kind of partnership deal going.
Yeah, that would be good.
That's it. Just makes sense. I was like, listen, you just did it. You just sent this out. Everyone is going to be like, because they're going to be confused. You see on IG and all these sites now posting all these deals of SSDs that can work on it, and nobody knows which one to get. But if Mark Cerny sends a picture out, hey, this is what I bought, people will be like, yeah, I'll go that
route. And I saw everybody buying this shit now after
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. Just
yo, our sir, boy.
He's like,
go ahead.
Cerny's like, send me pictures of your SSDs. Oh no! I'll send you pictures of my SSDs if you send me pictures of your ears.
Yeah, right. That was just his fetish. That was never a plan.
Yeah, you know.
I'm like, whatever happened to the ear thing?
No, that was just something he threw in at the last minute.
Speaking of which, you know, one thing we didn't talk about because this SSD thing overshadowed a lot of the update, you know, the beta updates stuff. They actually have the 3D sound working on normal speakers for the new. Well, you know, for the new PlayStation. So,
what do you mean new PlayStation?
For the current beta, right, of the PlayStation 5. Now, what you can do is instead of having the 3D sound in your headset, you can have it coming through your monitor or your television.
Oh, okay. Oh, you mean? Oh, yeah. I got you. The firmware beta. Cool.
Yeah,
that's
the firmware
cool. That's
yeah,
cool.
So yeah, you have like there's like three. I sent a thing about it. You know.
It sounds great. It's like 5.1 pumping out of a stereo speaker. It doesn't sound right.
Well, you know what? Because what it's doing, it's sort of thinking of the idea that essentially creating the different noises that your audio system hears. Because that's what all that is, right? That's what virtual surround sound is. It essentially takes the idea of what, because we all know what it sounds like at the back of your head. And we don't have, you know, ears at the back of our head, but we know they're back, you know, something is behind us by the sound it makes because of it, you know, the way it comes around our ear and hitting the back of our head. So what you do is they have this, even with the current one, they have like this thing where you can kind of adjust which sounds best to you.
My freaking ears.
Yeah. So Yeah, they got it working through TV speakers now.
That's cool. Yeah, I definitely want to check that out because that's how I mostly I don't use headphones. I listen to the TV. Mm-hmm. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, like
show me a picture of your SSD.
Emphasis on the D part, you know. All right.
Tony, you never got the Pulse headset.
Nah, I heard it was whack.
Really? Yeah. I like it. Pretty good.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I guess it's a controversial statement. I'm saying.
Yeah, I heard some people complaining about it. Maybe I'll leave it alone. Plus, I don't really need it. I got headphones. Matter of fact, this is when I use the Sennheisers. These are the shit. You know.
Oh, nice.
Oh man, I was gonna make a. Oh yeah, our boy Jose Polanco. He got the 2 terabyte one.
Yeah, so, oh shit!
How much is that? Was that one Jose, like $500?
Jose's rolling in the dough.
Yeah, rolling. How much was that one, Adam? The 2 terabyte
two
one.
2 and change. Something.
But by the way, here's something. Maybe this may be a very stupid statement because I didn't realize this until somebody pointed out. You're not replacing your SSD. You're adding to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so that's cool. So So that's cool. So if you get like a 2 terabyte one, discounting, you know, whatever memory needs, you will now have 2.5. You know, because
if the games work on it, because that's whoever gets this, I'm curious to see if that's a serious issue or if that's.
Well, listen, man. Mark Cerny bought it. It must work, man.
Yeah. Not so much. Because remember what he said. It's not the drive that won't work. It's the games that the developers would have to do some kind of tweaking to make it run off of it.
Yeah.
So like, let's say we'll see if there's a test. If somebody's like, all right, well, I tried to put Valhalla on and it gave me an error message. Can't be run off of this drive. Like it recognizes it or sees it as like an external, and for some reason won't play it.
I have an update.
Oh.
Yeah.
Update.
At least. Oh. I need to click something else.
Whoa.
I'm looking at Amazon.com. The model that Joey Polanco got, it's 2 terabyte, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 TB.
With heatsink is $567. Oh, bucks.
God damn.
Rolling in the door.
Rolling.
Nah, man. Nah.
And without the heatsink is $429.
Shit, for that, go get yourself a Steam Deck.
Yeah. Nope. Yo, fuck that shit. Man. You're crazy.
Don't need storage that damn bad.
No, you don't delete the games. You'll save yourself money, bro. Fuck.
Nah, man. Not worth it. Or you just do the, you know, the USB-C to SSD external.
Yo, by the way, that's the shit I wanted to say, man. Apparently, I entertain a lot of people when I was drunk last night tweeting and shit, but I said some real shit, though, man. You know?
Oh, what'd you say?
Like, because again, I found it funny with the whole SSD thing. Like, because I said, like, yo, Xbox, the way you do it there is way fucking easier, right? That's what I said. Really? And then people switch around, like, because somebody said, oh, it's not that hard on PlayStation. You just unscrew a couple of things. And somebody goes, tell Romudeath that he thinks it's difficult. So I went on, I was just one cheat. I was like, I love how me saying it's easier on Xbox means it's difficult for me on PlayStation. That shit is easy too, you know, but it's easier on Xbox.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling this to the guy, I opened up 2 PlayStation 3s, 2 PlayStation 4s. You think I'm going to have a problem with this shit? No. But again, it's that whole black and white bullshit of Twitter. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, oh, if you think that's easier, it must mean you can't figure this out. Yeah. Fucking idiots, man.
It's, you know? If you just base it off of time, speed, which one would be fastest?
Yeah.
You know, just taking something and connecting it, you know? Or actually, give me the screwdriver. I got to do some work. There's a difference there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all I said. But apparently, I can't figure out how to open up a PlayStation because I said that fucking stupid, you know? Idiots, man.
People do.
But again, the thing that hurts people the most is the truth, man. You know?
Oh.
And when I say that real shit, they get mad at me. That's why I got fanboys on both sides on my ass. Think about it. One day, I'm a fucking Xbox. The next, I'm a pony. So I must mean I'm doing something right, you know.
I remember my question.
Off, what's up?
So, Tony, so this is off, not a gaming topic, but is it easier whenever you're in the situation? I have to ask because I'll forget it.
Yeah.
Is it easier to get an Uber in that situation with the whole MTA bullshit?
I could have, but I didn't want to do that
too. Yeah. Why didn't you just do the Uber? Does that cost?
Oh no, the money wouldn't even. I just didn't want to go through that fucking process. I'm like, fuck this shit, you know. I'm still alive, man. That's what counts, you know. Oh yeah, don't never. Yeah, and Carlos, I thought about like, should I get an Uber? And I was like, nah, fuck it. It's a nice night. It wasn't hot, you know.
Yeah, yesterday was really nice.
Fucking rolling around 3:30 a.m. in Manhattan, you know, drunk as shit. Talking all that shit on Twitter, you know.
Smoking Endo, sipping.
I can't wait to go back, man.
Yeah, no, I wasn't smoking no Endo. I was sipping on gin and juice though, but no Endo. I don't smoke. You know that.
Also, I have a
question. I need my lungs.
Rolling down the street, not smoking Endo.
I have a quick question for Tumeke. I know we were talking about the whole stuff with Australia. Does New Zealand have the same like kind of restrictions that they do? Just curious. You can put it in the chat.
Yeah. Let us know. There's something else I saw in the chat that I wanted to comment on. No, it was something good. I think it was good. Everybody's a digital hoarder. That's a funny comment.
True. I'm a digi hoarder.
Oh, here we go. At least Tony won't be a Nintendo. No one's ever going to accuse me of that. I guarantee you that shit. You know? No one will ever accuse me of that. All right, man. Moving on. Where are we right now? Uh-oh. This one's a sponsored question.
It's sponsored?
Yeah, because Mob Hits asked a bonus one. Guinness. So a very generous person, a shit talker. He talks a lot of shit on Twitter when he's drunk in Manhattan, but he's a good person, man. Romudeth, bro.
Mr. Romulan.
So thank you, Romudeth, for sponsoring Mob Hits question. The question is, we can answer this one real quick, though. With what we now know about both next-gen consoles in terms of performance and engineering, which one of the two do you guys feel should have been taken, should have been delayed by a year or two? Both of them. Here's the thing. I will just to add more context to this. Yes, the Xbox Series X is built better than the PlayStation 5. The PlayStation 5 feels like it was put together by fucking duct tape and spit, you know? The Xbox Series X, if you look at the inside, how fucking clean it is, just how sleek, you could tell that's the better design system, but there's no fucking games for it, right? PlayStation, on the other hand, this thing has all these fucking issues. Brett, man, he is not having a good time with his PlayStation. He's ready to sell this shit.
What happened?
He didn't tell you guys?
No.
So he texted me and I told him, tell the fellas this. He's considering I'm done with this shit because the games keep crashing on him. He's had just issues, you know. So he's fucking done.
It was loud. That's all I remember.
Yeah. No. Now it's like apparently like crashing on him all the time now and shit. So I don't know, man. But I think both of them, just in general. Yes, I do realize PlayStation 5 has more exclusives. Yeah, I understand that, but none of these consoles were necessary right now. I'm not gonna say 2 years. I think that's too much.
No, just for next year.
They should have released this year. They should have released this year.
For all these games that are talking about, can't wait 2022, and we're gonna have the new Unreal Engine, and this is well, then we should have had this shit by then.
Yeah,
that's it. Brett, we don't need it now.
Brett is like a good example of someone that gets the extreme experience.
Yeah, exactly.
He either doesn't see any issues with Fallout 76 like everyone else does.
Oh yeah,
or. Or he never gets the drift on his Switch because he plays that a lot. Or, you know, but he gets issues with his PS5.
Yeah. Ain't that something? So
that's crazy, man.
You know, you're right. I didn't think about that. Like, he has the extremes on both ends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Brett's like, oh, but nothing ever happened with Fallout 76. I'm like, dude, everybody on Earth but you, man. You know? Am I the only one?
Am I the only?
But, yeah. But I think these consoles would have been better off if they came out this year, you know. But at the end of 2022, that's too much. Too much, you know. I don't think we have anything more to say about that. Consoles were not ready, man. Mm-hmm. All right. Tumeke. Oh, boy. It's a kill, fuck, marry type of question.
Oh, here we go.
This one's funny, though. So kill, fuck, marry, Xbox Game Pass, PlayStation Now and Nintendo Online. He goes, it's a slow news week. Yes, it was. Obviously, kill Nintendo Online. I'll fuck PlayStation Now and I'll marry Game Pass.
Yeah, I'll just stick with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll go with that.
You know? It's like, yeah, oh, like, man. Yeah, it's like PlayStation Now has the better games, but this shit's streaming, you know?
You know, it's really a shame with the whole Nintendo Online, especially with the catalog that they have. I really, I had high hopes that when we saw that they were going to have Nintendo and Super Nintendo, that just all the games were going to be there, at least first party. Yeah. Shit, that was all there right off the bat, like a Disney Plus situation, you know? Just go ahead, play one. No, they fucking spit out all these BS games at us that no one gives a shit about. It's like, what are you doing? You got all these great games in your collection that are not on here that people want. It's dumb. It's really dumb.
Yeah. All right. I think it's up.
It's an easy one. It's a pretty easy one.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, no, I agree with you guys.
Okay, yeah. I don't think we're going to have disagreements here. No disagreements tonight because Brett's not here.
am I the only one?
Am I the only one?
Nintendo Online is the best out of the
It's three. The best one. I disagree. We should kill PlayStation.
Why is he talking like Seinfeld?
I don't know. Dude.
I love using my phone for chat. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Am I the only one?
Am I the only one? All right.
I can play devil's advocate.
All right, Ben. Moving on. Chackzilla. Uh-oh. Potentially controversial question here.
Uh-oh.
Controversial? Statements?
Potentially.
Well, I tried dumplings.
Very low-level controversy, but it could still be there regardless. All right. Does anybody have any preference or recommendations when it comes to PC gaming monitors? I was looking at an ultra-wide 34-inch. Oh. Does it matter if it's curved? Is ultra-wide a gimmick or actually useful when implemented? I have a 2080, if that matters. Oh. So
get from the gods, man. My boss just got a 49-inch Samsung ultra-wide, and that shit looks amazing. Oh, my God. The game has to support it, though. That's the thing. If not, it looks stretched and looks shitty. It has to support ultra-wide, and it was a big thing recently because he was playing the Ascent. And originally, they were not going to have that mode, and people just ripped on them. So they were like, all right, here it is. There's ultra-wide now. And he was playing. It looks nuts. The character, if you know, this small. It's small. It's like dookie size. It's this big guy right in the front. I'm like, what the hell? Did he zoom in? He said, no. That's just from the ultra-wide feature being supported, and it just zooms in like that. It's dope. I mean, oh, if you get a chance, if I had the... That shit was like $2,000. It was like, it's ridiculous. But if you have the money and you're interested or you found one that's on the cheap and ultra wide, go for it. But just look up the games that you plan on playing to see if they have an ultra wide feature, if it supports it. If it does, you're going to get the best experience. If it doesn't, it's going to look stretched out and look shitty.
Yep, so not a gimmick then?
No, not a gimmick.
No. Definitely not. Okay, you know how we all go from like having one screen to having two screens, and it's like a world of difference. It's like, oh, it's amazing, you know, having two screens, I can do all this extra stuff at the same time. Going from two screens to ultra wide is kind of the same feeling, because then it's like, oh, I don't need to deal with two screens now. I just deal with one screen that's just long, so everything is just a lot more fun. Productivity, multitasking, it's just great on an ultra-wide screen. I have one. I've had one for, I think, like 5 years now, give or take. And it's just been like an eye-opening thing. Like, films on this look amazing. Because films are like in the same, well, mostly the same ratio as this. So hence, there's no black bars at the top or at the bottom. It's just the whole screen is taken up by the film. And it's like, oh, it's amazing. And again, as Adam said, check the games, but most games I've played these days, they tend to support ultra-wide. This is why I had a huge problem with Fallout 76 not supporting ultra-wide day one, because it's like, games do it. Like, the hell's wrong with you? It's just, oh, it's great. Like, games look amazing. I'm playing Elite Dangerous, because what else do I do? And it's just, ultra-wide space is just, oh, it's lovely. I mean, I'm so sure that Carlos will say the same thing.
Yeah, Carlos, what's your take, man?
He has one, right? Carlos has
one. Yep, I have two.
I knew he had two. I was gonna say that's a joke. I was like, wait, but he probably does have two.
Pretty much everything Brian said, it's pretty spot on. I've been an advocate of ultrawide for long ass time now. It's like, even I actually, the funny thing is, I had a 4K screen before I had ultrawide. And the 4K screen was pretty good, but I would go ultra wide any day. You know, I have a 34-inch 3440 by 1440p screen, 144 refresh rate, frames per second. Man, all the games look crazy on that. They run pretty good. I think I also want to agree with Brian's point about, you know, going from two screens, from one screen to two screens, and then from two screens to the ultra wide. It's just so much more efficient to just, you know, pin one, you know, one window on one end of the screen and then another window on the other end and stuff. And productivity, whenever you're edit, like for example, I edit the clips for this show, or no, for the Throwdown show, and you know, having using the what's it called, the software to edit videos, it's so much better. I'll do it like Brian, so much better. It's great, man. I think ultra wide is just going to be the way to go for me in the future, unless like they have like an ultra wide 4K in the future, because I don't think they do ultra wide 4Ks yet. At least I don't.
Nah,
I'm not like sure.
It. I'm so, looking yeah. them up now. I don't see any.
Quick, Nick Hart's Games. Thank you for following. Appreciate that. What about recommendations? What do you recommend to this guy?
The one I have is pretty. It just depends on what budget you have, but I have the LG. Let me see.
What size is yours?
34.
Whoa. You better chill with that shit, you know?
He'll tell you after the show.
Yeah, right.
He'll show you after the show.
That's an Adam story.
Yeah, people already do making that comment in the chat, by the way. They're like, oh, he's at 34 inches.
That seems to be
we're fucking 15 size. Years old, man.
That yeah, seems to be the common size on these shits.
Yeah, 34. I have the LG Ultra Gear 34.
Yeah,
34. 21x9.
What about you, Adam? What
it's great, man.
He's got one. I mean, I'm just using a 40-inch 4K one. But I don't have the ultra wide.
Whoa.
I'm seeing one here is a 43, and it's looking at $590 for it, and it's a 43-inch.
Oh shit! Mark's already got the Platinum Eternal. Damn. I'm looking at his.
No man, he's doing it.
The LG one you said. Right? I'm looking at one now. Carlos, the 34-inch LG.
Yes.
Yeah, this one, that's not bad. It's $400.
What about you, Brian? You got any recommendations?
Depends what resolution you want. If I was you, and if you can stretch the budget that much, then I definitely get one of the Quad HD ones, not the... So basically the 1440p ultra-wides, not the 1080p ultra-wides. Again, the 1080p ultra-wides are fine, but you just get more with the bigger ones. He did mention that he has a 2080, so yes. He should be able to drive stuff without much problem. I am rocking a 1080, and I can drive most games without much problems. Obviously, the newer games, they chug a bit, but then again, that's like 1080 problems.
Yeah, that's what I got, too.
Here you go. Here
I have...
Put this in the chat for everybody. On
there. I have the Acer Z35P. And that's fine. It's all right. Yeah, it's. I think that's 35 inches or 34 inches.
Yeah. This one here is 49. This is the one that got 49 inches.
We should probably.
That one's ridiculous.
Yeah, we should probably tag him in the Discord and just throw those links at him to check.
Yeah, those. So this is not that bad. This one actually. So why did he spend so much? Because now it's on sale. It's only $1,000. This shit, but damn, this is beautiful.
Yeah. All right, let's stop browsing. Move on. Next question here. Also from Jackzilla. this one's a very interesting type of question. I think he believes a rumor, or he's has a tinfoil hat on. One of them. Anyway, do you think Game Pass is coming to Nintendo Cloud, or is it just some of their bigger franchises like Halo, Gears, and Forza? I know there's something to the Switches and Xbox videos. It just doesn't seem like something Nintendo would welcome with the greedy sales tactics used. Again, just because you've seen Switches in the backgrounds of the Phil Spencer and shit doesn't mean partnerships happening, you know? So here's the thing. I don't think we should jump the gun, like, and just assume Game Pass is coming. You know, he like because he's asking like if it's a given. You know, it's like you think it's just going to be Game Pass or some other IPs. When did they say their IPs are coming to Nintendo? Or am I missing something here? I never heard of Halo coming to Switch or Gears of War. You know,
no.
So where are you getting this from, my dude?
Jeff Grubb, probably.
Jeff Grubb.
Are you eating grubs?
You know? But, he just like, there's something going on here. The Switches are in the background, bro. No. Why are they in the background? Because the Nintendo Switch is a popular console, and these are gamers. Like, of course they're going to have them, you know?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think Game Pass, I don't think it'll ever be on the Switch. It might be on the whatever they do next, but not on the Switch. The Switch can barely do voice chat, man. Yeah, I don't think it even can do voice chat, so they don't operate like any most. Like, I'll see it on a PlayStation 5 before I see it on a Switch.
That's a fact. Yeah,
I mean the big discussion now when it comes to any of that stuff is that we can just toss around. Are we going to see that on the Steam Deck when that launches?
I think that'll be big. You know, if that happens.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it will be
possible than fucking being on Switch.
Wait, so you can get it on a Steam Deck.
No, you can do it. Yeah, you can do it.
Well, if you have Windows 10, right?
Windows.
You don't need Windows.
Oh, you don't.
You can do it
web browser if it has a web browser.
Does it have it's Linux.
Let's go.
But if their Steam OS is going to have it, because they said they're just running it. If it does, that's great. If it's going to have a browser built in.
No, it does. I don't know if it
because
was
the question that I saw that there was it was over on Reddit. People were like, well, we could just make our own version. It's just a modified version of Linux. So you're going to see everybody making their own version of SteamOS, just modding the shit. So you wouldn't even need, like, let's say there's certain things that we need that's in Windows, like let's say browsers and maybe Game Pass and other stuff. Someone can just make a modified version of the SteamOS since it's Linux based, and then just release that as an ISO. I'm like, hey, format your shit with this. There you go. Going to be interesting. I just don't want to break it right out after day one, you know.
Yeah, no, you don't want that. You don't want that.
We get ransomware on our handheld and shit. You know, what the fuck? Please send 18.
Well, isn't it like the just because it's Linux, doesn't that kind of prevent it a little bit? That's what people said.
No, when you put Windows. That's what
Gotcha.
I don't want to go and start putting Windows and making that shit and then come across all the typical Windows problems.
Nah, you don't want that. Yo, there's these Virtua Fighter figures that I kind of want to buy, man.
B-Pigs?
The Figma ones?
The ones that look like polygon versions of them?
Yeah, you know what's sad about those figures?
Manny Figma, yeah.
Yeah, it's sad about those figures. They didn't do well, so they're not going to make any more than Sarah and Akira. They're not going to do Jackie or Jeffrey or any of that.
That sucks. Yeah, because I kind of want both Sarahs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
$50 though, damn.
Yeah, those things are expensive, but they come with a bunch of hands.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I want that. I want the Sarah one.
I'll ship you some hands. I got a whole bag full of fucking hands.
All right, man, move on. Next question. Oh, he's back, Black Metal Gamer. It's been a while, brother.
Whoa, where you been at, son?
Where you been, man? He's been.
Where you at?
Yeah, where you at? Where you at? All right. First question. Again, he's always more of a retro-focused guy, you know, which is always interesting. This is kind of fun. If you from 2021 could go back in time to show your younger self a game to blow his little mind away, what game would it be?
Metal Gear Solid.
Five
or something, or any of the later iterations of Metal Gear?
It's something to just connect from that time of what I was playing. And like, Metal Gear. That makes more sense because we loved Metal Gear. And if someone would say, look where it's going to go in the future, but like, mind blown. Are you kidding me? That's nuts.
Yeah, Brian, Mr. Majoma.
I would say Elite Dangerous.
Elite Dangerous.
See, I was tempted to go down the route of like, I'll show a graphically impressive game. But then I thought, it'd be funny to say that. Yeah, like, this is, like, the latest GTA game that came out, and then it's still GTA 5, so that'd be funny. But then I thought, like, you know what? It'd be funny just to troll my younger self. So, Life of Black Tiger.
He went to troll himself. Oh, by the way, we should make the speculation that we're doing this fully aware that if we did do this, we would, like, cause a time paradox. So just taking time paradoxes out of the equation, you know.
And every day, like what he just said with his younger self for GTA, we went further back before even GTA was on PlayStation from 1 and 2. Because, yeah, that was a big jump.
Yeah.
You know, but we saw that. We got to see all that as opposed to...
Yeah, that's you know, and that's the thing, you know, Chris, when I was thinking about this question, I'm like, yo, I could pick games from the last 20 years and blow my mind away. Like, the first one that came to mind was, like, and again, it's funny because I'm saying Tom Modern Me. I would go back and show my younger self, like 11-year-old Tony. I would show him Shenmue. He'd be like, what the fuck is that? You know? Just like I was when I played the game when I was 20. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? You know? Actually, here's one. 17-year-old Tony, right? I want to show him Final Fantasy Remake. Because Final Fantasy VII was already blowing him away back then. You know? Then you see that, you're like, what the fuck? You know? Actually, no. Going back. I want to show Final Fantasy Remake to Manny, both of us, when Final Fantasy Spirits Within was coming out. Like, yo, this game looks better than the movie.
I'll do you one better. I'll show all of our former selves Final Fantasy VII Remake at the unveiling of the PS3.
Oh. Yeah, imagine that shit. I bet we should probably make a stipulation that at the end of it we'll use the Men in Black memory clear thing because we can't be disrupting the timeline, you know?
Yeah, we can.
Just think about what happened for the rest of our lives. We'll be like, no game looks as good as this, man. You know? You just disappointed until you finally catch up to that time, you know? And then you're like, all right. But by that time, you'll be bitter. Then you'll be like, all right, I'm gonna go back in time and show that to him and ruin his life, you know? And the circle will start, you know?
It's the way I feel like when I play, even with all these current consoles, and then even with the Xbox One and the PS4, and stuff, how in 2006, when I was doing all that modding with Evo and an OS on my Xbox just to load all my games on it, I was like, man, imagine we could just have all these games loaded. We could just purchase a game and it'll just load on the drive, you know, like a PC. It's, that would be amazing. And then to actually see that that's where we are now.
Yeah.
It's digital. It's all there. You can get it. Just set it up, pre-order whatever. You wake up in the morning, the shit's installed already. You know, that's a godsend.
And it's crazy. Adam, did you go? Or you also go with Metal Gear?
I went with the Metal Gear. Because that was a game when I was a kid playing. And it's like, I spent a lot of time with that and definitely got mind blown when they redid that PlayStation. I was
like, yeah.
Look at this.
All right, Carlos, what about you?
I have a real answer and I have a joke answer.
Uh-oh.
The joke answer, I'll go with the joke answer first. I'll talk to my, I don't know, my preteen self and I'll show Sonic Mania. Oh, what the hell? This is the same shit.
Well, if he was savvy, he'd be like, this game looks a little more cleaner.
Yeah, it's like those animations are better. Yeah,
those animations are better.
Yeah,
what is this running on an SNES?
Yeah, right.
What is this Sega CD?
Yeah, right.
Because the music's all not, you know, video gamey sounding.
And my real answer is Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, yuff. Man.
Man, I'm playing that game. That game, fuck, is crazy, man. It looks fucking ridiculous.
It looks even better on Walter White than your experience, because that's with the whole world and stuff. Oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll have to bring the Ultra Wide monitor also with me.
You have to bring the,
Gotta have to bring this thing too. But, that shit's going to blow my mind at any fucking era.
So you have, well, I know, that's you. You have all the consoles. The PS5 and Xbox Series X games, do they support the Ultra Wide?
I think Xbox does, and I think PS5 doesn't.
No, PS5 don't quote does me on, not. I can quote you on that one.
Yeah. Oh, because it doesn't.
Yo, by the way, shout out to Fergus Mills, who's in the chat right now. Brian, shout out to Fergus Mills. Brian, he said the same thing you did. He's like, he'd go back in time and show himself GTA 5, but he'd already been playing it, you know?
Yeah, just go back in time and say, like, like, new consoles just came out. PS5 is out. You know, the new Xbox is out, and the new GTA is out. And I'm like, cool, what is it? GTA 5 again. It's like, how is that possible?
Like, what? I thought you motherfuckers may be playing GTA 7, man.
No, nope, Rockstar loves money.
Yeah,
you're like,
well, there's an interesting story to that, and then you don't answer it.
that
And also, like in this case, I'll also put like a note in there saying buy Bitcoin at this price and sell Bitcoin at this price, and then just leave it to that.
Now you're pulling some Xanatos shit right now.
It's well worth it.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't heard about Xanatos in fucking decades, man.
Oh,
man, I just want an almanac then. If we're going to go that far, I'm going to go here. Have a feeling.
Yeah, that's
win the lotto.
That's what Xanatos did. He rather than fully give young Xanatos all the information, what he did was he essentially gave him the means to, to become a millionaire when he was young, when he was in the past.
Yeah.
So he picks up this coin from like the medieval times. Then he knows that this group of what do they call it, like this secret society would still be there in the future, and he had them send the coin to himself in the future, later, actually taking the long way so that the coin gets old.
Yeah, it gets old, yeah.
And then sells it to, sends it to himself, and he essentially makes himself a millionaire.
Yeah, because, and here's the thing about that, because a lot of people say, like, they would go back in time and buy an issue of Action Comics and bring it back, and it'll be like, no, that thing, if they test it, it'll be like, oh, this thing's like a couple of days old. It's worthless. Yeah. You know, what you need to do is you need to go get Action Comics number one and keep it somewhere vacuum sealed, bury it, for like 80 years. Then you come back to it,
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it, man.
Yep.
All right, you can tell we thought a lot about this shit.
Yeah, man, they thought about a lot about that shit. And
yeah, no, because people are like, oh, but I'll go back and buy Action Comics and bring it back. Like, no, you gotta let it age. You gotta let it go through time normally.
But there's a lot of easy ways to make money if you're gonna go that far back. Like we said, with the almanac and other things,
See, that's the shit I would do because it wouldn't disrupt the timeline. You have to do is you have to make sure whatever issue of like Action Comics number one you have to make sure that it gets destroyed along the way, that didn't like a kid didn't buy it and then become a comic book artist or something, like it has to be something that doesn't disrupt the timeline. So yeah, you have to do that.
Butterfly effect,
exactly. You got to be careful. But then again, you digging that hole could cost something. You dig that hole, you come back, there's fucking mutants everywhere and shit.
Yeah,
you come back
to somebody who drew all the money for that comic, didn't use that money to invest in a business and never created a blockbuster. It's like, oh,
exactly. Like, it's crazy, man. All right. Final question of the night, people.
Whoa, what is this?
Yeah, not slow week, man. Slow week, just how it is. And I think we may have answered this before. So you guys correct me. So I'm not sure. I think we did, but I'm not sure. He goes, instead of great games getting remakes, what about bad or poorly received games that need remade? He goes Colonial Marines and Off of Work. But I think we've answered this before.
We said it's funny because we've talked about this before for games, but for movies.
Yeah, for movies. Yeah. Okay. So
taking,
let's. Yeah. So
taking a shitty ass movie and remaking it.
Yeah. So yeah. Oh shit! Kishak said Breath of the Wild. Yeah, Kung
Pao. Yo, man. That movie.
The real movie's actually really good.
Let's take some bad. I got one.
Uh-oh.
Cyberpunk.
Going to still answer.
I would say Castlevania Lords of Shadow.
Oh, that's a good one.
Remake that game. I mean, because here's the thing. There's some things in it. Yes, overall, the game was horrible, at least in my opinion. But if done right, it could probably be pretty good. I would definitely think the second one needs a remake too, to fix that shit, because that was worse.
Like when you just need to be thrown in the trash altogether.
Yeah,
with Castlevania.
Brian, why don't you go next? Because people are already predicting what you're going to say.
I'm not even a Castlevania fan, and I liked the idea of like you can level up your weapons by using them. That's fine, but everything else was just kind of like, this is just trash.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole storyline is just bad. It's like he wants to die. He ends up fighting Satan, and they're instant death things. You're just like, oh, cool. So there's instant death, and the character wants to die. So what's the problem, game? Like, you just solve the problem. Like, you're done. Like, you just tied the loose ends. No, but I need to come back and win. It's like, no, stop doing that. Anyway, bad games that need to be remade. My first thought was Colonial Marines, because.
Yeah.
It has so much potential. Like, can you imagine like a horror game or like a Left 4 Dead type stuff with that?
That'd be crazy.
That'd be amazing. Of course, Fallout 76.
Brett, where you at, Brett?
You just hear him go.
Oh, yeah, right?
We are trying to summon Brett here, so just throwing out as much insults as we can. I really can't think of anything else that was really that bad.
Yo, Blitz said he would remake Halo 4 and 5.
Oh, by the way, shout out to Halo. Tony, this is another month.
Yes, we're making it official this weekend, man. We're ending the fight again, bro. Halo 4. Yeah, Halo 4. Let's go. So, yeah. Friday. Yep. Yeah, Friday, Saturday. We'll try to beat the game in those 2 days. But if not, we'll finish it off on Monday. Yeah, it should be fun. You know, Halo 4, The Revenge of Master Chief. And then we'll do 5, and then we'll do Reach, and then we'll be ready, man.
And then we'll be good to go.
I think for September, we should probably do both. We'll do 5 and then Reach, you know? Just crank it out.
We can do it. We can probably do it in a weekend. Be one game one day and the other one.
Yeah, I know you're right about that. You know, any other answers? Bad games that need to get remade so they're actually good.
I got two.
Yeah, just keep tossing them.
It would be a Dead Space 3 to really complete the trilogy, because everybody always says 1 and 2, but it would be great if they just fixed up 3, and then that way it's like we got the complete set there. And Andromeda.
That's one of mine.
Yeah,
throw
yeah.
Your money for Andromeda, and fix that shit up. Rub the stench off of it. But that's a lot of work.
Yeah, we need to a complete overhaul. It won't even be resemble anything. Yeah.
Well, you know? Would you say it would need a remake?
Yes, it would need a remake. A
complete remake.
Complete. Yeah. Like change the character, change the story, change everything. You know, change the name. Yeah.
I was so concerned when they mentioned the Dead Space and they're like, oh, remake, we're adding new characters. How? Where are they going to fit?
Yeah, where? You know, you're going to get Broyles in there again? Like,
what do you do? I don't know. You got director's cut coming? You got some characters that were originally there and they took out? Like, I would just put them back. HD them.
I think that's dumb.
I agree with Adam. That was going to be my first choice. My second choice would be Bioshock 2.
Ooh.
And that... So for that, if that was remade into a really good game, then the trilogy would be one of my favorites. But I only have one in Infinite that I really like. So yeah, probably do that. I'm trying to think of another one.
This is one of these questions I know I'm going to have a million answers for after this show.
Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh yeah,
that has so many problems.
Who said that shit? Hold on, whoa. Carlos, I'm sorry. I got to cut you off. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going with Fergus Mills on this one. It's a good one.
Uh-oh. Fergus Mills?
Metal Gear Solid 5, the last half of it, you know?
Oh. Yeah. Yo, man. Yeah.
Remake that shit.
Fix everything after the freaking base.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yo, man, I don't need to be fucking worrying about some dumbass base or, like, people invading my shit while I'm trying to fucking beat the shit out of this dude.
No, my thing is like just fix the second half where the missions start repeating and shit. No. Get rid of that. Yeah. Are we gonna go that far? Devil May Cry 4, you know? That one needs to get 4, the one where like it just repeats. Like, why are we doing this, man?
Yo, man, fucking Metal Gear Solid 5, man. I remember when I first started like playing it, I remember the part where you're on a horse riding in the desert and those freaking beginning? Shadow shits are following you.
Yeah.
And you're going all fast. That was some of the most epic shit I've ever experienced in gaming.
The rollerbladers.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
And then it's like, yeah, go build a base. Go do these repeatable missions where you have to fucking go to a campsite and assassinate people. Yeah. And then come back and upgrade your base. And, oh, people are invading. Come back.
Do you have to do the base shit? Like, do you have to go back and the game fails? Or
I left people behind to take care of that. You know,
I got people.
Because the thing is, they were taking some of the mechanics from Peace Walker. You know, which is great. That doesn't need to be remade. Nope. Remake the CDI Zelda games. Oh God, how about just burn them?
Oh, I have a good answer.
Oh.
Oh no, never mind. It said bad games. Never mind.
Yeah, bad games.
I'll still give it anyways.
All right,
It has to be bad games, but this is an alternative answer for an alternative question.
All right.
I would remake Ghost of Sparta and what's it called? What's the other one?
Chains of Olympus.
Chains of Olympus, because we need those games to be on the freaking console, man.
Yeah, I agree.
Those games are so fucking good.
Yeah, no, they're great.
Yeah, but my bad. It has nothing to do with the question.
Oh, they'll be on your Steam Deck.
I want them to remake the Final Fantasy Pixel remakes. Remake those, man.
Oh,
they fucked up. Yeah. They fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, the Order 1886, bro. Days Gone doesn't. I don't know.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't think Order was that bad, but I think the one thing it did, the biggest thing that game needed was an actual fucking end boss battle.
Yes,
not instead just of repeating the same shit before.
Exactly, agree. Like, dude, how you gonna have your final boss battle in fucking Tesla's lab? You don't even do nothing with it, you know? Like, come on.
Yeah, going with what Manny said, remake Devil May Cry 4 for the same reasons.
Yeah, for the same reasons, exactly. Looking crazy. All right, anything else? Any other game? Again, I'm probably going to come up with a million of these afterwards, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I like the question. Good stuff. All right, we are done. A little bit of a shorter episode, but, you know, this show is run by you guys. If we run out of questions, then we're running a show. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Manny, do you have anything to plug, sir?
Yes, I do. Yes, I certainly do. Go. I don't have them ready.
In the meantime, I'll promote something.
All right, go ahead.
Promote some stuff.
This weekend on The Coalition, ooh, I am going to be joined by Dana Abercrombie and I don't know who else, but we are going to be talking about Suicide Squad. Yes, James Gunn's The Suicide Squad.
Hey, yo, Carlos, you know who else is going to join you?
I know Chris will probably be down. And I'm assuming because of the insistence of asking that question, it would be also with Mr. Romulan.
Yes, me.
Under.
Yo, by the way, I threw Dana for a loop. I threw Dana for a loop. She was like, Tony, do you want to be on? I'm like, yeah, I'll be on. She's like, I thought I was gonna have to fight you. I'm like, why? He's like, I thought you were done. Superheroes. Like, no, I'm done with them shitty ass Marvel shows. That's what I'm done with. I want to see this fucking movie. It's James Gunn. I like James Gunn. You know,
no, man, yeah. It's the early reviews. It's like this is the second coming for this whole franchise.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready. So, yeah, we're going to be doing that on. I'm pretty sure we get Chris in there, you know. Mm-hmm. He probably won't be hating on it.
By the way, I have a quick funny story. It has to do with subscriptions.
Yeah.
So I got a call from my dad, and he's like, hey, you have the Disney shit, right? I'm like, the Disney shit. Yeah. It's because those Netflix and all that stuff, it's still new to him.
Yeah.
Because I want to see this. I want to see the new movie, and I'm like, oh, Disney Plus. So I give him the info, and it's like, oh, so the movie you want to see, you have to pay $30.
Oh,
and I'm like, damn, you ain't gonna see that. And I'm like, it's crazy. Like when you think about it, it's so ridiculous that you have to pay $30 to see these new movies, but on HBO Max, like the Suicide Squad,
give them to you, yeah.
It's you just get to watch them. Godzilla, you just get to watch it.
Well, they Army of the Dead, of
Suicide, Justice League.
There you go, Justice
you
League.
You see with that Johansson, how she's had that lawsuit with Disney because they didn't give her that money up front.
Yeah,
but with HBO and Universal, all that stuff, they paid a good chunk to Vin Diesel.
I thought you said Johansson. Johansson. Like, Johansson.
I do want to see. I do want to see Dune in theaters though. That thing used to be fucking big. You know.
Yo, yeah, Tony. I'm fucking torn with that right now. Oh,
wow.
I want to see it on the theaters, but I know it's gonna come out. You know, on HBO day one, day and date. But man, I don't know, man. Nah, I haven't gone to the theaters in years.
Years, damn.
Yeah, since 2019.
That's crazy.
Yeah, me too. Now think about it. The last one.
Actually, you're right. Yeah, for me too. 2019. That's right.
The last one I saw in theaters was the what you call it, the Marvel one, Avengers, the last one.
Endgame.
That was the last movie I saw in theaters.
The last movie I saw was Spider-Man, the one with Mysterio.
Where he went to Italy.
Yeah, yeah. That's the last movie I saw. Yeah.
That's the last one I saw.
let's see.
Manny, you went last year though to a couple movies.
You went last week. Yeah, he was still going.
Oh well, yeah, because I would go to the drive-in, so we go to the drive-in over here, but we'd see older movies. So I've been going to the movies since Well, no, they didn't. That was a day that I didn't go. But yeah, he was doing a drive-in tour. But yeah.
All right, comics.
So yeah, there you go. Skybound X number 4 just came out. Also, what we got is was it Static number 2, which also came out last week, same day, which is nice. Funny. I'm essentially me versus myself. Me and Kari Randolph did covers for Static going all the way up to 6, so the whole season you're going to see covers by me and Kari and I.
You guys should start your own little company, because you do a lot of tag teaming on all these things.
Well, I mean, you know, when it comes to I don't work with very many people. It's just the way sort of things are. And I think when we initially started working together, Kari was like, you know, we just got out of working in animation on the Ninja Turtles cartoon and doing card games and stuff. And he's like, yo, I'm thinking of getting back into comics. This is 2009. So he's like, I want to put us out as a team or something. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'm down.
So you did do it. So you are seeing that.
Yeah, we are, and sometimes we aren't, because sometimes what happens is the comic studios don't want to use me for some reason. Even though 90% of the artwork that they see, you know, that is drawn by him is colored by me. So, but you know, whatever. But anyway, yes. So with Skybound X, I actually did some artwork in it. I drew drew most of the comic decks in there, and then Kari drew like a opener and a closer on it. So that's all in there. And yeah, and obviously still got a bunch of stuff going. It's funny because today I was actually going to do Throwdown Game Night stream, but it got too late. Especially it was like maybe a few hours before the show. So I was like, probably don't want to do that before the show yet. So yeah, that's what I got going on.
All right, Adam, got anything to plug?
Not much. I mean, still just waiting for this for the next episode of I Am Negan for The Walking Dead coming back. 2 more weeks, the 15th.
Waiting for the nuke.
Can't wait. Well, we're not going to see the nuke on this one. But yeah, they did release a long trailer for the Fear of the Walking Dead post-nuke. So that's cool. Go check that out. And that's it. In a sense, the review got pretty good feedback. A lot of people agreeing with what I had to say. But I'm glad that they just like the game in general. Because I hope that becomes a franchise.
And, oh, The Ascent?
Yeah, yeah. It's not a perfect game. You know,
I heard there's a lot of bugs. Is that true? Because I played it. It does stutter when big explosions happen. That's about it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's expected that you got the little things. That, maybe coming up with a quicker way of doing fast travel, because you could get lost. The fact that there is no hand-holding, you can wander off in an area with suit. I mean, like I mentioned in my review, it's like I was level 4 and I bumped into an area that's level 22.
Oh, shit.
Not like 2 levels up. We're talking ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I get it's hard because they chase you. So I was running. I got in an elevator. You've seen the elevator go down. And I'm like, oh, I thought I'm safe. I'm in my inventory. And I see I'm getting shot.
Like, no, sucker.
They came down. They took the elevator ride down.
Damn.
And I'm like, shit, when are you going to stop hunting me? So I wish there was some kind of balancing issues where it just sets up a border. Like, oh, come on, I'm not really going to chase me this far. But those are the minor things. And these are issues that people have brought up. And it's new. They're going to work on it. They're going to improve it. And they got some DLCs and stuff planned, so nice. I'm sure eventually like a special edition. But no, definitely this is a strong start for the debut game. And this is great. This is great, especially for anybody who's into the whole Diablo, teaming up with buddies, but you want a more modern feel or a different environment. That cyberpunk feel, they nailed it.
That's the best aspect to me, man. It's super cyberpunk.
That's why I called it. I was like, this is the standard that everyone's going to say. We always say, oh, Blade Runner. Fuck that. It's going to be like, oh, that game's doing cyberpunk. Oh, like The Ascent.
The Ascent.
That's it.
It's funny that the game called Cyberpunk is not going to be the standard, you know?
No, yeah.
Think about that.
But I threw shade at them, too, at the beginning.
Oh.
You're putting these studios that put millions of dollars and have massive teams to shame. There's only 12 of you.
Yeah, that's right. Ain't that something, man? It's just crazy. All right, man, we're done here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter and join the Discord where it is always popping. You can find us on any podcast app by searching for the Throwdown Show, and you can visit throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. If you're watching this on YouTube and you enjoyed what you saw, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified when our videos go up. Links are located down below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out. Oh, no. Hey, take care, everyone. This is...
Adam Vale.
Son of Rome still holds up in 2021.
And Brian Majoma.
Regarding the Halo stream, do not try to finish the fight. That is impossible. Instead, only realize the truth. There is no fight. Then you'll see that it's not the fight that ends, but it is yourself.
Oh, damn. That's some deep shit right there, man. Guadalupe.
That's some Guadalupe shit.
That's right, some real Guadalupe shit right there. All right, people. We'll see you on Thursday later.
Later.
Telemundo.